your saints will rejoice and we're glad in it. Thank you so much for the covering of our fathers that has created this atmosphere to bask and to glory in your presence. My Father and my God, as we go into your word, I duck under the covering of my parents and I ask for fresh grace, fresh mercy, Lord, in sufficient measure to enable me to speak today as an oracle of God. As the word goes forth, let it go forth in power, in clarity, in simplicity, and the comfort and love of the Spirit. As with your word goes forth, let your presence increase in the atmosphere, breaking yokes in our lives, causing needs to mend, bringing glory to the name of Jesus Christ and blessings unto all the sons of men. As the word goes forth, let you cause our wills to become more humble, our minds to further enlighten revelation of what that goes forth today, and our emotions to further control by the power of the fruit of the Spirit. I ask for mercy and grace to redeem your time, not to say things that are necessary. Lord, Holy Spirit, we look to you for help and search up my right and lean on you. Come and glorify Jesus. Come and testify of him as we exalt him in our midst this afternoon. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah. The title of my message today is Becoming God's Peculiar Treasure. Becoming God's Peculiar Treasure. Please open your Bible to Malachi chapter 3. We read from verses 13 to 18, the Amplified Bible. Malachi chapter 3, verses 13 to 18, the Amplified Bible. Are we there? Let's read together. This is when the prophet Malachi was prophesying before the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I was preparing, the Lord began to encourage me, and I believe once we encourage you this afternoon. You see, the Bible talks about the book of Galatians. We're going to read it very soon. He said that we should not be weary in well-doing. So because we reap in due season. There's always a due season in things of God. If we faint not, the Apostle Peter said the same thing. He said that you should remain steadfast. In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 17. We should remain steadfast, lest we led astray with the error of the wicked. So here we're going to read very soon. And we see a group of people that feared God. But because of what they saw, they started getting weary. So let's now read. Say, your words have been strong and hard against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? Next verse, please. You have said, it is useless to serve God. And what profit is it if we keep his ordinances and walk gloomily and as if in mourning apparel before the Lord of hosts? Next verse. Please read together. Let's read it. And now, we consider the proud and arrogant to be happy. And the favored evildoers are exalted and prosper. Yes. And when they test God. They escape unpunished. Next verse. In this situation, are you following me? This is where we find ourselves in the body of Christ. Said, then those who fear the Lord talked often one to another. This is they were getting weary. When they saw these things happening, are you following me? So they spoke often one to another, and the Lord listened and heard it. And what a book of remembrance was written before him. And of those who reverenced and who worshipfully feared the Lord and who thought upon his name, who reverently feared the Lord and thought upon his name. Next verse. And this is what God decided to do. And they shall be mine, and they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. In that day, when I publicly recognize and openly declare them to be my jewels. Let's read it out. My special possession, my peculiar treasure. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Next verse. Then shall you return. Some people have gone astray. And discern between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serves God and him who does not serve him. Next verse. Let's jump into, if that's the last verse, let's go to Malachi 4. Yeah. In the same context, in that same day, in which we are, he said, behold, the day comes that shall what? Burn like an oven. And all the proud, like you spoke about in Malachi 3, and arrogant, yes, and all that do what? Wickedly, and are lawless, shall be stubborn. So he's talking about the church here. Bible says, wood, hay, and stubble shall be burnt. So it's not talking about the world. Are you following me? The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. Next verse again. But unto you, say unto me, but unto me, who revere and worshipfully fears the name, my name, shall what? Shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings and his wings and beams, and you shall go forth and gamble like what? Calms, released from the storm, and leap for joy. Is there any other verse? Let's read verse 3. One more verse. And shall what? Tread down the lawless and the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. The day that I shall do this, says the Lord of hosts. Everybody say, we're in that day. We're in that day. It's the day of distinction. It's the day of separation. And it's the day of manifestation of the glory of God. So Malachi began to declare unto the body of Christ at that time that, look, you guys, what you've been saying, God has heard. Are you following me? Because where? There was a delay. So people started getting weary. That's why I said what I said. My mommy always declares in the morning, good morning. Just say, don't be weary in well doing. Why? Because you will reap if you do not faint. Praise the Lord. So that's why I read that scripture about the situation in Israel at that time. And God began to understand. I said, when God heard what was going on, amongst his own people that feared him, said he opened the book of remembrance. You see, if you read the Bible, it says that on that day, you know, books will be open, talking about raising money. But see, you don't have, God is opening books already. Yeah, that is why it was on earth that they opened the book and remembered Mordecai. And they honored him. So books are going to be opened here and over there in the name of Jesus. So what are we saying? Say they shall be mine. They shall be mine. The fact that it says they shall be mine, that means that it's not everybody that is his. Yeah, Bible says not all Israel is Israel. I will explain what I'm saying. You see, he says, they shall be mine. In that day when I make up my jewels, say, I will spare them as a man spreads his own son that serves him. So what does that mean? Let's open our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. In the KJV. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Read again. We're talking about the same thought is what Paul picks up and he says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standard what? Sure. Having this seal. Say, having this seal. Having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Those that are his own. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So those that don't depart from iniquity or lawlessness are not his own. Let me explain so you can understand. So it's not as if we are trying to condemn people. If in every home, you know, you always see daddy's chair, mommy's chair. Usually people revert that, say, don't go there. Say, I don't go and sit there. Or if daddy wants to eat, I follow me. There's a particular cup that he will use. Nobody uses that cup. Nobody uses mommy's cup, right or wrong. Now, who owns everything in that? All the vessels in the house, who owns it? It's daddy and mommy. But there are some that are specially his own that nobody uses. I follow my parents. That's what the Bible is trying to tell us. God owns everybody. I follow me. But you see, there are some, like those vessels, are you following me, that are only for daddy and mommy. That is, when he wants to drink, you go and serve him. Yeah, we're going to get there. It's not for everybody to go and use. Nobody can go there. You can't use to serve a visitor. Children don't go there. Drop it, oh, that's the daddy's cup. Are you following my thinking? So the Bible says, they are mine. I'm talking about God's peculiar treasure. That was why, when that foolish king, Belteshazzar, when he was so foolish, he said they should go and bring these vessels of gold and silver. The ones that God uses, that they brought from Okoja here. You see, they are vessels of gold and silver that God has raised up in this end time. You don't drink. They are not vessels that you get drunk on. They preach messages of truth and soberness that will take you to your purpose and destiny. So it's not what you reach out to and go and drink from. And of course, you know, warn you. A hand came out from the candlestick and wrote on the wall, said, your days are numbered. So you see what we are talking about today? We are talking about purpose and destiny, what God is doing. They are not messages that get drunk on with the wine of Babylon. No. No. So David, it shall be mine. These are vessels of gold and silver that have been tried 7 times and purified. So what comes out of them are messages of truth and soberness. that will take the church to the next level. The sons of Issachar that have an understanding of the times and the seasons and what Israel ought to do. That's what we're talking about today. Praise the Lord. Let's keep reading. Verse 19. It says, and let everyone... Next verse. Next verse. See? But in the guest house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. You can link that to Malachi. Next verse. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If a man, therefore, do what? Purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. So God expects everybody to be vessels of gold and vessels of silver. Nobody stands as a vessel of gold or of silver. But as you continue to purify yourself, I'm going to purge yourself. When you see things like fire, refiner's fire, don't be afraid. It's not talking about a physical fire. Are you following me? It's talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. When you begin to pray and begin to operate the principles of perfection, and you begin to remove the sin nature from your soul and your body, that's how you purify yourself. But it says that in the creator, there are many vessels. Some are not going to go ahead and purify themselves. So those ones are not going to be easy. They're not going to be meet for the master's use. But we are going to meet for the master's use in Jesus' name. Amen. So what I was saying, we're talking about God's peculiar treasure. What does this speak of? It speaks of a company of Christians that have used the blood, the word, and the spirit to purge themselves from all fitness of the flesh and spirit and are perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Or Christians that go on to know the Lord. They grow to the fullness of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So I'm putting meanings behind this thing. So we're going to begin to think naturally about fire, about all these things. These are types and titles, but they are pointed to one thing today. They are pointed to Christ. Praise the Lord. So they grew up with him in all things. Let's put the scripture behind you. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Are we there? What does it say? Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Let's read that, please. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Next verse. And every man that had his hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. That is the condition. We need to purify ourselves, not like any man purifies himself, even as he is pure. The Lord Jesus Christ is our standard. Are you following me? So we need to purify ourselves even as he is pure. Let's open to Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Let's put some scriptures behind it. Titus chapter 2, verse 13. This is the purpose why I came. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Next verse. Who gave himself for us that we may die and go to heaven, that we may get blessed. No, this is the purpose. Say, that he might redeem us from what? Some iniquity, all iniquity, and purify himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. That is our destiny. That is our purpose. As I was meditating, I was thinking about it. I was thinking, I'll just preach a bit and go back to my notes so I don't waste time. When I was talking about opening a book of remembrance, you see, God is going to open different books. I was thinking about it. There are going to be books. I don't have proof. But there are going to be books. You know, it says that the purpose for marriage is for the husband and wife to help each other to eat of the tree of life. So they will open a book and see how you help your husband or your wife to eat of the tree of life. Now, but the books shall be opened. Judgment day is going to be fantastic. I'm telling you, they're going to... You see, Paul said something. He said, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? No, he said we preach. He says warning. So warning is not a cause. The warning comes before the teaching. The warning gets them ready to receive the teaching. So you don't take it lightly. Now he said that we may present every man. Who is going to present every man? Paul will present every man under his covering. That's what he's saying. He said, we are warning you. And we are also teaching you that we may, me, Paul, and all the other apostles that God has given revelation to, present every man. You see, you are to present. You can't present. I was thinking about it. You can't present every man. Because not everybody will get born again. But everybody under your sphere of influence, your purpose is to present them to Christ. You're going to present to. I will present. Bible says that husband love your wives as Christ love church. I'm going to present. Even though there's no marriage in heaven, God will look at the open the book and will say, Alpha, everywhere, everything that God has committed to you, one day you're going to give an account. They're going to open the books. What you did when the service was going on, that hindered the move of the spirit. So those that are supposed to get born again didn't get born and they left. They will open books. It's a serious business to get born again. It's serious business to be in leadership. There don't be many teachers. Because you have the greater condemnation. Not to make us afraid, but to reverence God. I say, serve Him with reverence and godly fear. Because books are going to be opened. But you see, here, as you see, open the book of remembrance of those that feared Him. That means when they open that book, here or there, it will show how much you feared God. So it's not talk. You can't pretend. Praise the Lord. Let's move. That's why it's everybody, your children. Say, train up a child in the way that he ought to go. So when he is old, he will not depart from it. What is that way? There is only one way. That is the way of love. So if you train up a child in another way, maybe only in the secular field, he's not going to depart from it. No matter what you tell him, he won't depart from it. I'm not saying you don't encourage children to go to school. Look at the life of the master, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just talking. How many times the Bible call him the son of a carpenter? Very few. They kept speaking about the son of God, the son of man. They kept talking about his purpose and his destiny. And he said, as was his custom, his parents would take him to the house, to the house of God, every Passover, every Pentecost, and for tabernacles. When he says, train up a child in the way he should go. The way he should go is the way of love. No other way. No other way. What we are saying is this. Let them seek first the kingdom of God. And then all other things will be added. Don't reverse the order. So, let's read it. It says that having this seal. Say having this seal. Say in the book of Second. Say having this seal. That the Lord knows those are his. So what is that seal for God's sake? Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. What is that seal? He talks about the seal here as the earnest of the spirit. So the seal is going to be the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ. Saying whom we also trusted, after that you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were what? Say sealed. Sealed what? With that Holy Spirit of promise. Next verse. Which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. That is the initial seal. The final seal that will settle every controversy is the release of the Spirit without measure. We say, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Romans chapter 8, verse 22 says this. Let's just read it. Romans chapter 8, verse 22. Talking about the present situation we're facing worldwide. What does it say? Romans 8, 22. For we know, say what we know, is the day to know that the whole creation groaneth and traveleth in pain together until now. Next verse. And not only the day, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. The earnest we're talking about, that seal, initial seal. We ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit, the redemption of our body. It is the release of the spiritual measure that will bring about the transformation of the body when the life of Christ is made manifest. That is the final seal that the enemy has no answers. So if the initial seal is the spiritual measure, and the final seal, that God will seal everything, is the release of the spiritual measure. Praise the Lord. So I repeat, says that these people, was I talking about them? Say they depart from and do not practice iniquity. That's one of their characteristics. He says, they depart, let them that name the Lord depart from what? Iniquity. What is iniquity? Lawlessness. Not being governed by the law of the spirit of life because yours. Being ruled by the flesh from the power of the enemy in the air. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. Because it's one of the criteria that you need to carry the spirit of measure. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. It says, talking about Lord Jesus Christ. It says that thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Say, we must hate iniquity. Don't be tolerant with iniquity. There's a time to hate. It's a time to hate. Say, that's love righteousness and hated iniquity. Because of that, therefore, God, even thy God, at what anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. The fellows did not depart from iniquity. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Talking about the day we are in. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. We all know the scripture. Let's just read it. So we don't get carried away by the error of the wicked. That's what 2 Peter chapter 3, 17 says. So don't get carried away by signs and wonders, lying wonders, who lie in wait to deceive. Those that turn the attention of God's people away from God to idols. Lying wonders. Say, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's not talking about going to heaven. Even though that has an application. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Next verse. Many will say, not some, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we not cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonders? The list is endless. And in thy name have we built a church in every city? And in thy name have we taken so and so offering? And brother, what is the master's answer? What did he say? Next verse. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. You mean you can start a church with branches everywhere and be walking iniquity? Yes, it's happening. Yes. You mean you can even raise the dead, cleanse the leper, and be walking iniquity? Yes. Why? Because you did not do it the way the master says you do. You did not know him. You did not come into intimacy with and give back to his Christ in your life. That will not be a portion in Jesus' name. And Bible says that I will openly and publicly profess to them. Now, it's a very short message. Why is this message very important? I've already mentioned it. I have 3 points here and everything. I say it's a day of distinction. And why God is bringing the message, doesn't want us to be weary. Because we are the set of people. And whoever is listening everywhere, it's not only limited to people here. Everywhere, are you following me? That fears the Lord. That thinks upon his name. And also has him. That is the criteria I was to see as we go on. They are going to be his own. You know, Moses said something. Say, who is on the Lord's side? That means not everybody in the camp that is on the Lord's side. You see, I don't know, Pastor says it, but when I was thinking this morning, I don't know to what extent God will go to cleanse his church. You know, in somewhere in Ezekiel, he said, even if Noah, Daniel, and Job should split, it's only they can only save themselves. Go and look at their lives. Jonah feared God. I'm sorry. Noah said he was moved with fear. Daniel, he feared God. And that was his guy's name. Job, he said a man that feared God. That was the characteristics. Because the Lord has to cleanse his temple. Because he's coming for a glorious church without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. Now, why does that leave you and I? Because I didn't have such things in me. Stay under cover, you know. It's not religion, no. It's not religion. That is what will cover your infirmities. That is what covered Peter, James, and John for the first 3 years that Master was preaching. And he said, of all you have given me, I have kept them. And nobody was able to hurt them. He said, Father, now I'm committing them to you that you keep them in your own word. That means he didn't want them to die prematurely. But only one made it. John the Apostle. Why would he say, I've kept them? And he said, okay, Father, keep them. Didn't God keep them? God did his own part. But you see, they did not, we're not criticizing them, but I'm trying to say, look, folks, let's get serious with things you have been given and use them. Because you see, when these things begin to happen and you know, they increase, you will need what you have imbibed to deliver you. Are you following me? So, point number one, I said that we are in the day and a season in which God will recognize and declare them to be his own jewels by the spirit that measure. It's going to be the spirit that measure that will settle all controversies. That is it. Nothing else can settle it. There's nothing we are doing now they're not doing. Are you following me? Even more. Are you following me? I won't mention anybody's name. But now I'm talking about. But when God releases, there's a manifestation of a spirit without measure. Are you following me? Then what Elijah did pays with insignificance compared to what Jesus Christ did. Yeah. Then you will discern the righteous from the wicked. Not before. So it's that day. I already mentioned Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. That is when God said, this is my beloved son or sons in whom I am well pleased. The second point I have is this. I already mentioned it. I said it's a day of distinction and separation. So it's a day of distinction and separation. You see, we should be rejoicing. It's not a message to criticize us, to encourage us. I want to be steadfast. To Bible says that hold fast that which you have, and no man takes your crown. Hold fast. That's what happened to those guys in Malachi. They began to say, the proud is being set up. Even them that do wickedly. That Pastor Wakun was coming to send from Isaiah 59. He said, but no. He sought for an intercessor. He said, his own hand brought salvation. That's where we are. So hold fast to that which you have. Don't be weary. You know, if you remember Daniel, he said something. He said that there was a spirit. He talked about the Antichrist. He said he's tried to change times and to try to change seasons and to weary the saints of God. So also in this day, the Antichrist has not come. But the spirit of the Antichrist is already in operation. Seeking to weaken our hands. I put it there, I just mentioned it. Yeah, seeking to weaken our hands. And he said his purpose is to change times and laws. That's the Antichrist spirit. But talk to your neighbor, say, my times are in his hands. Praise the Lord. So that's point number one. Second point, I said, is a day of distinction. So I'll mention in past course of time. The Bible talks about the book of Matthew chapter 13, verses 40 to 43. The wheat and tares. So let them grow together. Why did God say let them grow together? Why God is so merciful? Maybe the peradventure of the tear will change to wheat. That's why. That's why. If it was you and I got born again 1990, I'll have destroyed the tears the first day I got born again. And I'll have also destroyed myself. Because there's no tear that knows it's a tear. He thinks it's okay. That's why he didn't say tear, go on. He said he will send his angels. It's the angels that will discern. This is tear, this is wheat, because of maturity. Because when they are going together, they look the same. It's when they now begin to bring forth fruit, you now see the wheat begin to bow down like this, the humility. So, that is the wheat and the tears. You see, it's two of wheat and tears. The second one I mentioned is sons of the dog. Let's read that one. Ezekiel chapter 44, verses 15 to 16. This question of they are mine. So, when he says they are mine, you know how God is trying to say, okay, these ones are not mine. No, it is those that are poured themselves, using the blood, word, and the spirit to perfect the Lord, that is his own. Those are the vessels that are for daddy alone. They are for mommy alone. Nobody uses them. If you touch it, don't touch daddy's cup. Are you following what I'm trying to say in the natural? So what does he say? Say, and it shall come to pass that when they shall enter into the gates of the inner court, talking about the sons of Jacob, they shall be clothed with what? Linen garments, and no wool shall come upon them. Why is they minister in the gates of the inner court and within? Next verse. Did I miss my scriptures? I said 15 to 16. Go back to 15. 15. He said, but the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, that kept the charge of my sanctuary, when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near me, they shall be mine, to minister unto me. That is daddy's cup. That is verse. Nobody touches it. And they shall stand before me to offer unto me, say the fat and the blood, said the Lord. So if you are confessing, you are receiving life, you know, nobody is going to offer fat, physical fat. Your majesty, these are types and shadows. Are you following me? The fat speaks about the all, the life of God. Are you following me? That's what you are offering. It's like I said, you are going to offer before me. One says, therefore, let us come boldly unto the throne of God by the blood of Jesus Christ. So that when you say, Father, I confess, I say, you have offered the blood. You have offered the fat. And Jesus said, I have life. And then you burn the incense when you pray in tongues. Are you following me? Next verse. They shall enter into my sanctuary, and they shall come near to my table to minister unto me, and they shall keep my charge. Not the ones that went astray. So you can see those are ease now. It's not all Israel that is Israel. Praise the Lord. So we see another example. I'll read this one also. Let's read, talking about Eliakim. Isaiah 22 verse 20. Isaiah 22, verse 20 to 25. I checked the meaning of Eliakim. Is it resurrection of God? Go and check it. These are fathers that are walking in resurrection life. I want you to check it. Go and check the meaning of Eliakim. It says, and it shall come to pass in that day, that same day we have read about in the book of Malachi, that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. Next verse. And I will clothe him with my robe. What is God's robe? Righteousness. The Bible says God has clothed himself with righteousness, clothed himself with glory. Light as with a garment. So God said, I will clothe Eliakim with my robe. And I will strengthen him with my girdle. Why will he strengthen Eliakim with his girdle? Because to the angel of a church in Philadelphia, the Bible said, thou hast little strength. So God is going to give him strength. He says that I will commit my government unto his hand. I shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Next verse. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. So it shall open and none shall shut. And it shall shut and none shall open. Next verse. And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place. And it shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house. Next verse. And they shall hang upon him all the glory of his father's house. There's the glory of the latter house. All the glory. The offspring and the issue. All vessels of small quantity, from the vessels of cups, even to the vessels of flagons. Next verse. And in that day, two things are always happening in that day. Saith the Lord of hosts, shall the nail that is fastened in the sure place be what? Removed. And be cut down and fall. And the burden that was upon it shall be cut off. For the Lord has spoken it. That's where we are right now. So, he says something. Let's look at the aspect. He says that when these things begin to happen, if they don't happen, you will not discern. Or many will not discern. So you return. When these things begin to happen, and begins to take his precious jewels. So then you will return. That means you've left before. Your heart is always going somewhere else. Why don't you be here? Because an adulterous and sign-seeking generation. Say, so then you return and discern between what? The righteous, say the righteous, and the wicked. Him that serveth God, and him that serveth none. Let me just run through it. Who is the righteous? It's not everybody. Everybody that's born again is the righteous. But what he's talking about here, he's praying that uses his right standing through the blood of Jesus Christ to gain access to life to perfect the love of God. That's what he's talking about. Or else, why say you discern between righteous and the wicked? Who is the wicked person? The book of Psalms talks about it. It says the wicked is one that casts instructions behind him. That's why you're going to discern. I'm following. And then he said that I serve God and them that don't serve. Are those that serve God? Romans chapter 1 verse 9. He says that I thank my God that I serve with my spirit, praying always for you. That's how you serve God. Oh. That's how you announce you serve God. You serve God with your spirit, praying always, watching and praying always. Galatians 5:13 says that we should serve one another with love. So when you draw life and you pray in the spirit, you pray the prayer of love to serve everybody. Are you following me? Then the last thing is to serve God, they are serving them. Say, who are those that don't serve God? Philippians 3 verse 18. We don't need to turn there. Paul was talking. He said, whose God is their belly? You can put it there. Say, whose God is their belly? That every message they preach, like Papa Kelly says, is need-oriented, entertainment-based, and man-centered. Everything they preach is how they can put something in their belly. Okay, let's see if you can't find it. It's in Philippians 3 verses 18 and 19. When Paul was talking, he was telling the Philippian church. He says that, he said, beware of dogs. Put it there, just us read it. Philippians 3 verse 18. Philippians 3, 18. What does it say? Say, for many, work of whom I have told you often, and we are telling you now, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind what earthly things. Next verse. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So that we see there. And the third thing it's going to do is this. I've already mentioned two things. I said it's going to release, there's going to be a manifestation of the Spirit that measure upon them. And I said it's a day of separation, a day of distinction, where people will discern the righteous and this is the wicked. Now it is cloudy. Are you following me? You are not sure. You are sure. Where you say, don't let me talk. I'm not sure. You know, there's somebody saying, but no, Lord, mentor, see you. Yes, that's what he means. He said, you have been mine. So what he says now, the third thing he's going to do is say, God is will what? Spare them. Say, God will spare them. God will spare them. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. You have shown there. He says, for judgment must begin in the house of God. I'm not the one that said it. It's God by the Spirit that said it. He said, it must begin. He said, it begins at us. He said, what shall the end of the ungodly and the wicked be? It's going to start here. But like I keep on saying, before it starts,
You can do what 1 Corinthians 11 says. Say, if you will judge yourself, you will not be judged. So the ball is now caught. Judge yourself every day. Every day when you get home, check what you have done and tick it. It's not pride. Between you and God, judge yourself. Did I pray this morning? Did I put on the whole armor of God? If you have a shop and you are selling things, won't you cross-check what you have sold and you didn't sell? You're going to take stock now. Don't wait the day of communion before you start trying to remember whether you joined Good Morning Jesus or you didn't, or whether you slept or not. The moment, at the end of the day, take your book, your ledger, and judge yourself. Yes, I didn't do it. Between you and God, I did it. Yes, I didn't do this. Okay, yes, I did this. Did I wash? Okay. Then now check at your communion with God. That is the end, though. Did I actually walk in love? Okay, did I walk in love? When you now check this every day, that's how you judge yourself. It's not saying condemn. That is, check how far are you really doing this thing? Are you really practicing it? So we are not caught unawares with the assumption that you are doing it. We are going to be doing it in Jesus' name. So that's that scripture. And let's open to Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. It's very important because that is where we are now. When it was, what was given to the angel of the church of Philadelphia in that same day. Look at what he said. Say, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast what? A little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name, my character. Next verse, please. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have what? Love thee. Next verse. I'm over verse 8. Say, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will what? Keep thee. Say, keep thee. It's going to spare you in Jesus' name. Say, it's going to spare you in Jesus' name. So we're not talking about doing it 100%, but be practicing. Say, be practicing. It just marked me 4-7 times. It will stand up again. Folks, that's what we're talking about. The condition is not difficult. God has made it so simple for everybody, except with dishonest star in heart will not do it. So just keep on practicing. Say, keep on practicing until you are perfect. You know, God didn't put the time there. Just keep on practicing. Are you following me? So he says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon. It has come. It's not going to come. Yeah, he was saying, it has already come. But God is keeping us in the name of Jesus. Under covering, said, how Jerusalem, how I would have loved to gather you gather their cheeks under. I said, but you will not. We will not miss a day of visitation in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. The last scripture I will talk about is Ezekiel chapter 9, verses 4, where it said he called the person that was in charge of his sanctuary. Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4. Ezekiel 9, 4, please. And the Lord said unto him, I don't want to go to verse 1 because time. Go through the world, the midst of the city. We talked about the city, it's talking about the church. It's talking about the city of the living God. Yes, we are coming to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. And Paul says, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set what? A mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all, say all, not some, the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. Next verse. Are you sighing? Are you crying? Are you comfortable like Moab, settled on his lease? And to the others, he said, in my hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite, let not thy eyes spare, neither have ye pity. Verse 6. Slay utterly, old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark. What is that mark? Those that are pressed were the mark of the price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Those are beginning to perfect the law, begin to affect their souls. Are you following me? Say, little children, women, but come not near any man. Say, come not any man. Upon whom is the mark? And begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the what? Ancient men, which were before the house. That means was the problem is the ancient men, the leadership that caused the problem. Said, I wake up sword against my shepherd. You see, what are we saying? Understand one thing. They didn't go to hell. They didn't go. Those that died in the wilderness, did they go to hell? Did they go to hell? No, they did not. God has outer court, holy place, most holy place. But we are talking about those that are his. Those that are going to stay before and minister in the most holy place in heaven. Those that carry the glory, the Shekinah glory. So it's why has God done that? Are you following me? Because God is so merciful. It's not like any should perish. But the choices of your heart determine where they stayed. So they started at the ancient men. Lord will have mercy on us. And the ancient men in the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. So, we already see that. And how are we going to attend unto this? You see, we need to know the how. So we don't go away with types and shadows, fire, brimstone. People look sober. Yes, we speak words of truth and soberness. Yes. How do we attain unto this? Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. Say it's very simple. It's very simple. You know, the exam question has leaked. I'm not saying go and cheat, but it has leaked. Are you following me? The Holy Spirit, Bible says, it will show you things to come. What he leak? Say what he leak? In righteousness. He said, we'll guide you into all truth. I will show you things to come. So now, if you don't, after they have shown you the crunge, like they call it, and yet you don't go and study, brother, then you have a problem. Let me crack a joke before I move on. People can, you know, concentrate, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, when I was in school in those days, you know, the papers leaked. It's an evil, you know. This. Not my set. It was the set above me. I won't mention my school today. So, you know what happened? The questions that came out, objectives, multiple choice questions. No, I think it was biology. So these guys were so bad, like guys we are talking about. They could not even go and study to prepare for it. You know what? They cramped the answers. So you know, they will now, you know, rapping started long ago, not with you children. So they will say, you know, A, B, C, D, E. Say, Adaba B, Adaba B. C, 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 bar, C, bar, C, D, D. That means C, C, D, D, D. A, C, bar, B, C, bar, Ababa, Ni, Abba, C, C, bar. So, there's one guy that the guy went to the examination on. And when they all came out, I won't mention his name. Remember his name? Then they said, oh, Mokini, oh, Bao. Only my mama saw bear. Only she woke. She woke. She woke. She woke. She woke. That is every the question I have in biology. That's a simple question, like how many wings does an insect have? And I says, and maybe Sisi Ba said 10. We say, oh, I can't go back. But see, what does be showing us? What is that? Praise the Lord. So let's move on. So I don't want you to be afraid. That's why I said that in a joking way. He said, we'll show you things to come. Please don't go and seek for question papers. Don't go hear what I did not say. Are you following me? Please. Brethren, we are born again Christians. Don't practice iniquity. So, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. So, I want to keep with the crown here. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. As we begin to round up. He's saying, brethren and you boys. Say, and now, Israel, body of Christ, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? Simple. Kilo ma jade, kilo fe jade. In this day of the Lord. Kilo ma jade, tell him, bang. Why are you afraid? And he told them, he said, well, what? He said, what is this? Israel? Why are you afraid? He says, let's look at that. Now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? But what they want to fear the Lord, say to fear the Lord thy God, number one, to walk in all his ways and to love him, say number two, and then to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. So, these are three things. Say, fear God, love him, and serve him. You see, it's in that order. Don't go and answer question three. Serve him. Are you following me? That is the one you can. When you have examination, say this one is compulsory. That number one, it carries 60 marks. The fear of God. So if you leave it and go and serve him, you probably will get 40 marks. You can't pass the exam. But you fail it. So it's in that order. Say fear him, love him, and then serve him. Now, those are the three things I'm going to talk about. Pastor has taught us from seven pillars of wisdom, but I just highlight because that is what he said. We're talking about those precious jewels. He said, them that fear the Lord and thought upon his name. What is his name? Love. So let's look at it closely. Say, daily choose the fear of God. Say, daily choose the fear of God. That is crunchy number one. Say, crunchy number one. Yeah, those spirits showing you what is coming. I found, what is the fear of God? Reverential fear of God. Attitude. But God was teaching us, what is that fear of God? That's his pillar number one. 7 years of wisdom. Say, honesty and humility of heart. When you are honest, God will give you mercy. When you are humble, God will give you grace. Mercy and grace will end up giving you life. It's so simple, though. It is your heart that determines what you get. Not anybody, not any pastor. Honesty and humility of heart, that is the fear of God. You choose that every day. The Bible says, be thou in the fear of the Lord someday, all day long. Honesty and beauty of heart. Once you make a mistake, nobody knows. At the third level, say, Lord, have mercy on me. Receive the blood, the life, and the cleansing, and then you pray. The second thing, like I mentioned, say, the thought upon his name in Malachi. Can we remember? Say, the thought upon his name. What is his name? His name is love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 8. Talk about divine love, agape. So you think upon his name. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23, we've been taught. Father, please fill and cover my will, my mind, my emotions with more love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control, and patience. So I'll think, speak, feel, and act more like God in every situation and every circumstance. And as I pray now, isn't that simple? Isn't that simple? I'm giving you what is going to come. So it's easy to qualify to be ease. I follow him. That is the second thing, love. And the last thing, now serving. I already spoke about that. Romans chapter 1 verse 9. Paul said, I thank my God that he served my spirit, praying always for you. So we say, let's say it again. We fear him. We love him. As we think upon his name, that's the love of God. You know why that aspect is very important? And God's sanctity between both. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you think love, you become love. If you think love, you become like God, because God is love. Are you following me? Yeah. So, and then the last thing you serve him. How do we serve him? Daily prayer with all kinds of prayer in the spirit. Battle prayer. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7. Don't tell them. Say, in the days of his flesh, when an offer of prayer and supplication with strong kind and tears, unto him that was saved him for that, and he was hurting at the bed. Though he were a son, yet learned the obedience by the things which he suffered. Then you also double up with communion prayer. All of this, they have made it very easy for you. Just join Good Morning Jesus in the morning. So if you forget, it's the first thing you will choose. That's the putting of the whole armor of God. You choose the fear of God. You confess the love confessions. And then when I say, pray. You find that even if your measure that day was low, because there are people praying, corporate anointing, God has all dumped it on you. God has made it very simple. So go for classes every morning, no? Between 5 and 7, and then 7, no, sorry, 5 and 6, and then 6 and 7. So if you missed the wagon first one, make sure you don't miss the second one. Praise the Lord. Are you following me? So, the last scripture I'm going to turn to and we're going to pray is this, which is what God is doing. Always put in mind, they shall be mine. Say, they shall be mine. Isaiah 62, we read from verses 1 to 4. I will stand up and pray. Isaiah 62, verses 1 to 4. This is Pastor Wale's favorite scripture. He can never pray or round up a prayer without quoting it. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not what? Rest. Until the righteousness thereof goes forth as what? Brightness. That's the glory of God. And the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Next verse. And the Gentiles, shall see thy righteousness. That's the glorious thing we're talking about. Arise, shine, for the light is come. And all kings, thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Next verse. Thou shalt also be what? A crown. Say a crown of glory. Not just another crown. No? A crown of glory in the hand of the Lord. They shall be mine. And the royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Next verse. Thou shalt no more. Say thou shalt no more. Be termed what? Forsaken. Neither shall thy land anymore, Nigeria, be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah. And thy land Beulah. For the Lord what? Delighted in thee. And thy land shall be married unto the Lord. Let's stand up to pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's a short message. Let's thank God for his mercies. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for testifying of Jesus, for glorifying him. Please sing that song. When he cometh,
he is appearing, shall be sudden, I shall be holding. He will spare us as his children will be saved. His glory.
Nations will descend.
Nations will be
stand clearly, the righteous and wicked, those who serve with their spirits and them that serve not.
Let's lift up, Lord. Bible says his appearing shall be sudden. Our eyes shall behold him. He will spare us as his jewels. He will display his glory. Nations will discern clearly the righteous and the wicked. Those who serve him with their spirits and them that serve him not. Let us pray. Lord, please have mercy on us as we pray now. To receive your blood. To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Your life and your power in sufficient measure as we pray. Father, I thank you for your word that has come to me today, reminding me that you desire to call me your own by making me your precious treasure. I therefore ask for fresh grace and mercy in sufficient measure to daily choose the fear of God, to daily put on the old armor of love, and to daily, as a habit, pray with all kinds of prayer in the Spirit, so that the Son of Righteousness may arise upon me with healing in his wings as I manifest your glory. Please put that last stanza on the board, please. And don't put it there.